Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
These are my two main update guys. They were with the 2 decades Dog and I worked together. They have been since Dog left. On my far right, Mink has been with me since day one. So there's John Minko. Since 1993, is it 93? 93, Bob Usler, Mr. Met, has been the other. So here they are, and Bob's out of his. Mink's been getting dental work for like a month, so he's never work anymore. Usler's off his sick bed. Now, what's been wrong with you?
I just got hit by a summer cold.
All right.
I got laid out.
So I think it's the Mets playing the way they are that's got you the way you are right now.
And that's not been making me feel any better.
Right. I mean, that season is long, long over. But listen, Mink, talk to me about 30 years of FAN.
Well, obviously, it's been a long time. I think there are two key anniversaries. I think, obviously, one we're celebrating right now because it's the one we are celebrating right now. And the first anniversary, I think, is the most important. And I think the third anniversary of the station are very, very important historically. The first one, because in May of 88, there was serious, and I mean serious, talk, because I was told that they were going to change formats.
They were. They told me the same thing.
And, you know, and I helped talk them out of it.
And they and obviously Imus coming aboard, and Imus will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour today, so he will be with me at five. But the day they got Imus was obviously changed things dramatically. How did you get to the Fan?
Well, I got here on an audition, actually. I was working in Connecticut radio for many years, did UConn basketball, do Fairfield basketball to this day. I've been a Fan listener since, well, I worked at Milford High Line. Remember
right.
Milford High Line? And
right.
I was in the office on July 1st.
Dog and I made an appearance at Milford High Line.
I was part of that.
Right.
And July 1st, 1987, in my office, 3 p.m., listening to the station. So I've always been, you know, even though I haven't been here since day one, I've been a Fan guy since day one. And I sent a tape to Eric Spitz, who brought me in, kind of went through a training session, and then Mark Chernoff came on in, I believe, March of 1993, and Eric said he's going to be making some decisions as far as personnel is concerned. So I was actually one of Mark's first hires.
Interesting.
I was one of his first anchors that he brought on.
And Mink, as you know, came with the furniture, as a matter of fact. He was actually one of the first guys ever in the building. So he goes back all the way and has been with me every were you in the – you have to answer this. Were you the update guy, the first Mike and the Mad Dog show? Were you the update guy?
Yes, I was.
On September 5th?
The last Mike and the Mad Dog – first Mike and the Mad Dog show and the last Pete Franklin show.
And the last Pete Franklin show. So so Mink's been doing it. These have been my two update guys all this time. And what's the biggest surprise about FAN to you? What's been the biggest surprise over 30 years?
You know what? When you look back at day number one, we were not only, we were the first. And at that time, the way things have evolved, we were the only. And you consider what it is to now in this country, and even now with podcasts and everything digital, to think that we were the only all sports radio station is kind of staggering.
And Bob, how about you? You're a guy who's been around broadcasting. You teach it. You've taught courses in college. You've done all this stuff. How about you?
I think the thing that strikes me most about the fan is that it has given birth to an industry yet maintained the standard, meaning where you've had so many different sports formats really have been born as a result of the fan coming into existence and have gone in different directions. The fan has always maintained a certain gold level excellence.
And as Sports Illustrated called us, the gold standard, which we've kind of always been, or the home office, whatever anybody wants to say. We were the first guys. When you're first, it makes a difference. It does.
Yeah, plus the reach of the station
is enormous.
Amazing.
It is.
You talk to people. I've been down in Washington, D.C., for instance, and there was a maitre d' in a restaurant who actually knew who I was because he listened to the fan down in D.C. It's a powerful reach, a powerful voice, and I, for one, am grateful to be a long-time part of it.
Well, these guys will be with me throughout the whole day, so my two main update guys. So thanks, guys. Good to see
you.
You both get out of sick bed to do this today.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?